Blog Talk Radio.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things, I keep on bringing me pain. There's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is with me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, it's been tired of things not changing. It's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy? I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, it's been tired of things I'm saying.
Brothers and sisters, that's what it takes. If you want to be happy, you're going to have to stay in truth. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're so happy to have each and every one of you all We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day. Father God, we thank you for those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, and those that will participate. We're thanking you for our pastor as he continues to teach this word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will bless us to receive the word. Lord, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast, try to come against anyone that is listening and those listening by internet and our pastor, pleading the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those that are sick and studying. By your stripes, we are healed. Bless those who are bereaved and going through. Your word says you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we pray for them to strengthen them and that you would give them the strength that they need to make it through, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you would just have your way. Have your way, Father God, and help us to understand the word as Pastor teaches this word, and let us receive it in the lining of our heart and meditate on it day and night. And we thank you, Father God, for revelation knowledge, and we just ask that you will have your way. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You're welcome on this broadcast. Open up our ears to receive it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We thank Pastor for that awesome prayer. I want to ask you all to keep my daughter in prayer. Tressie, she's going through a whole lot. She's had to bury two uncles. Before that, she had to bury a cousin. She had to bury her mama, her stepdad, granddaddy. But anyway, she's now preparing to bury her brother. So she asked me to ask everyone on the broadcast to keep her in prayer. I'll probably be coming to Warren, Ohio Monday. So I'll be traveling Sunday. So I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll give that number out for the broadcast for Sunday and Monday, because I'll be doing the funeral. I'll eulogize her brother. I did a mother also, but anyway, that's another story altogether. But anyway, if you all would keep her in prayer. And Pastor, before we go any further, can you give out the other number so that people have it for the review for Sunday and also for a Monday? Because I won't be available. And so Monday, you all just call in on this number. She's going to give you all. Some of y'all already have this number. But for others, we're going to give it to you now, and we're going to give it to you at the end of the broadcast today.
let me get to it here.
So if you all don't have a pencil yet, just stay tuned. You'll have another pencil. And however God lead Pastor to do it on Sunday, the review, if she chooses to do that, or she just may have a word, I don't know. But whatever God lead her to do, we'll be satisfied with that, because I truly believe she's a spirit-filled woman who followed God. So please write this number down, and Sunday at 12 o'clock, she'll be conducting the service for Sunday and Monday.
Okay. And that number to call in is 216-799-0090, access code 6801309. So again, that's 216-799-0090. Access code 6801309. And I'll give it again at the end.
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. I'm sorry I should have called you and asked you to do this for me, but they called me this morning, asked me if I would do the funeral. And my daughter, you know, sometimes when your daughter, your children ask you to do things, you know. So I said, yeah, so I'll be in Warren, Ohio Sunday, hopefully. And I'll be doing the funeral Monday. But however, we left off at, and thank you so much, Pastor. We left off at Romans 8:1, and we're going to go back there. And brothers and sisters, let me share this with you all. Those that don't know my method and don't understand me, please, I believe in truth, okay? Whatever the word of God is true. That's John 17, okay? He said, my word is truth. So the only truth I live by is the word of God. Well, Matthew 4:4 said that's what we should live by, is the word of God. Not by your feelings, not what you think, not by your denomination. We are required by Jesus himself to live by the word. Well, you may ask the question, why should you live by the word, and can you live by the word? Well, first of all, the answer is yes. The second answer is yes. Because you're not bigger than God. You're not smarter than God. So don't be trying to tell God or trying to give him a scenario where you can't live by. If you live by the word of God, I promise you, whatever you're dealing with is there. He'll make sure you find it. Because God and his word is the same. They
Amen.
Don't, so you can't be smarter than God, okay? Just be clear with that. Then he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, here it is, to engage. Well, first of all, this broadcast is called The Word at Noon. We deal with the word, not with feelings. Because you may try and get your feelings hurt here if you don't have any word. Yeah, so don't wear your feelings on your sleeve. That's if you want to know the truth. Now, if you don't want to know the truth, you know, you may not want to be on this broadcast because this is meat. We ain't giving out no milk. This is meat on this broadcast, okay? The meat of the word. Milk is for children. You graduated. When you start participating in this broadcast, you're going to get meat, okay? Now, with that being said, Proverbs 4:7 said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all of your getting, get understanding. Brothers and sisters, if you're going to study the word of God, get some understanding. Don't just go on what this preacher said or that preacher. No, get some understanding. You're required to do that, okay? Now, with all that being said, in Romans 8:1, but I just want you to know, in all you're getting, get understanding. Because sometimes people, they don't get the true understanding. Just like I was talking about the word perfect. Lady called me last night. Well, Pastor, how can you be perfect? Well, see, she don't understand that in the flesh, I serve the world, in other words. But with my spirit, I serve God. So, yeah, I'm going to be subject to the cold weather, the hot weather. I'm going to be subject to eat food because that's the flesh. But with my spirit, man, which is hidden in Christ, I'm perfect. So she said, how can you be perfect? So I explained to her that the word perfect means complete. See, Job was a perfect and upright man before God. So what made Job perfect is he did what was required. Just like when a car come off the assembly line, it's perfect. You know why? Because it meets the requirement. So when you're in Christ, you're perfect because you're meeting the requirement. You have forgiveness for sin. You have love. You have peace. You have the Holy Ghost. See, when you're in Christ, you have all these things. So you're complete.
Yeah.
Because you accepted Christ as your personal Savior. That should be your confession anyway. And it shouldn't be no buts. But anyway. But in all you're getting, get understanding. So she said, oh, that's what you mean. I said, yeah, you're perfect. You're complete. See, a lot of times people think the word perfect means without flaw. That ain't what it means, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Perfect means complete, required. Yeah. Whatever's required, when you a car come off the assembly line, it need to be so many inches, it need to have lights, da-da-da-da-da, all this stuff. And so they got people with a checkboard, they check it, and they say, okay, it's complete. Hello?
Amen.
You're complete in him. Yeah. That's what Ephesians said. You're complete in him. So you're perfect in him. But in all you're getting, you're understanding. The principal thing. See, I have to set the stage for a lot of stuff because wisdom is the principle. That's the truth. That's a true thing. So therefore, when you get wisdom and all you're getting, now you get the word of God, make sure you get some understanding of what you read. A lot of people, they don't get no understanding of what they're reading. They don't get no understanding. So in Romans 8, we're going to go there. And we will have time for a little question and answer period, so just make sure you got the word of God and understand what you're saying. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh, you're going to do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death.
Yeah.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And the seventh verse reads, because the carnally mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. I'm going to the ninth verse now. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, with the arrival of Jesus the Messiah, that fatal dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation, the Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fate lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. God went for the jugular when he sent his own Son. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote and unimportant. In his Son, Jesus, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code, weakened as it always was, fractured human nature, could never have done that. Excuse me. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of a deep healing of it. And now what the law code asked for but couldn't deliver is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible, clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. Amen, amen.
Amen. So he says, therefore, and we'll go back to Romans 4:8. But you got to pretty much go into Romans 7, because the word therefore means to go back and see what is there for. So when you go back, because it said therefore, he's trying to explain something that had taken place. And what they do in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans is pretty much explain that, man, I want to do good, but evil is present. I know what to do, and I try to do it. I can't do it. He explains it. And then finally, he realized there was a law code. But in that, it was two of them. One of them was for the flesh, and one of them was for the Spirit. So he realized that his flesh was not good in his flesh, and it'll make you obey that. So, but then he saw this other thing, and this other thing called the Spirit. The law of the Spirit. He said, I can be free. I can be free, but I'm going to have to serve Christ. Then he thought about it. He realized what had really happened and what all he get out of, because, you know, when you think about this life, what's here? It's nothing. It's nothing. So he came to the, place, that, you know, hey, I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I serve the law of God. So he could serve God with his mind and the law of sin with his flesh. Because he got to eat. He got to dress for the bad weather. So he knew all of that flesh stuff couldn't be saved. He couldn't do nothing with it. But with his spirit, which is his inner man, the hidden man of the heart, he realized that, hey, man, I can serve God, and I don't have to be part of the world. So he had that understanding. So with that understanding, he continued to write in the book of the 8th chapter. So he said, therefore now is no condemnation. You know why I'm not condemned? I'm glad you asked. Because I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm not in the flesh. I'm in Christ Jesus, who walked not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So you may want to ask yourself, what are you walking after, the spirit or the flesh? See, it doesn't matter what you feel, brothers and sisters. What are you walking after, the spirit or the flesh? Are you trying to obey the word of God, or are you trying to obey your flesh or the law? Because there are some people ignorant enough to think they can keep the commandments, and you can't. Because when you keep one, if you don't keep one, if you break one, you break them all, okay? To be clear with you. Understand the law of Moses. Get understanding. When you break one, you done broke them all. That's why we have Christ, brothers and sisters. Aren't you happy? For the law of the spirit of life, that this spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. That's what has set me free. That set me free from law and sin of death. You're free. You're free.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, you've been set free. You may not know it, but you've been set free. Saint Tuckman said you could have set a lot of other slaves free, but they didn't know it. They had no knowledge that all they had to do was let go and come. And that's the same thing with a lot of people in the body of Christ. They want to live in bondage, and you don't have to. Just start confessing what the word say about you, and that's what you can have. Mark 11:23-24. Whatever you say is what you're going to have. Now, if you want to continue to confess you're in bondage, that's on you, baby. But you're free because Christ will set you free. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over a few things. I'm not going to do all the scriptures. It may be a little fast. I'm not going to try to do them all. But I may give you about maybe some of the benefits of being in Christ, okay? Some of the benefits of being in Christ, especially from verses 5 through 13. I'll just name a few things. See, being in Christ, here's what you get. Here's the benefits. First of all, you get redemption through his blood, okay? According to Romans 3:20, you get redemption. You're spiritual minded now. You're not carnal minded. So you don't see things in the flesh. You start seeing things in the spirit. Because actually, you're alive according to that sixth verse. You're alive now. Your spirit man, what was dead, has come back alive to the things of Christ. Because remember, you got crucified. You crucified the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't crucify him, he's dead. So if you find yourself serving the flesh, it's because you ain't killed it yet. You got to crucify.
Yeah.
You got to crucify.
Amen.
Be honest with yourself. Yeah. The biggest lie you can ever tell is when you tell it to yourself and try to make yourself believe it. Crucify the flesh. Let it die.
Yeah.
You got to die, flesh. And then you living unto Christ, okay? Because what happens is you're subject to Christ. If you haven't crucified the flesh, and I really don't care about you getting mad, but if you haven't crucified the flesh, the Bible says you're not subject to God. Matter of fact, it goes on to say you're an enemy against God. Woo! What you say? He said you're an enemy. You're God's enemy and don't even know it. Now that's when it's bad. You're his enemy. You're not subject to him. And you cannot please him. As long as you're doing this little fleshly stuff, you ain't pleasing God. That don't please God. What pleases God is when you're doing spiritual things. Because these spiritual things agree with the word of God. So whatever the word of God say I am, that's what I am. That's what I live by. Yeah. That's what I go by. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to see it. I just have to believe it. God is the one that decreed and declared that I was sanctified. God decreed and declared that I'm a new creature. It's God who decreed and declared that I'm partakers of a divine nature. God has he redeemed me from the curse of the law. It's God who delivered me from the power of darkness. You know why? Because Romans 8:14 says I'm being led by the Spirit of God. So I'm not in the flesh. Even though you might say, oh, you're in the flesh. No, my body is flesh, but my mind and my spirit is after the spiritual things, which are Christ. So people who have not submitted themselves to Christ, I mean totally, that's simply you following whatever the word of God says, your spirit man and died, your new man have come alive. And then I'm going to tell you something else too, why you're in Christ. When you're in Christ, he quickens your spirit. He brings it alive. When you get in Christ, your spirit going to come back alive because it's been dead ever since Adam. And the new birth make it come back alive to God. It have nothing to do with feeling, people. Get away from that garbage.
Hallelujah.
You're no longer dead, but you're alive to him. Because you're serving the spirit thing. The Bible says the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. Okay? But that's just a few things. Anyone have any comments? Press one and I'll let you in. And before we get too far carried away, Pastor, will you give that information out one more time?
Yes, Pastor. The number for our sister station is 216-799-0090, access code 680-1309. Again, 216-799-0090. And access code 680-1309.
Amen. Thank you so much. Like I said, you all keep me in your prayers. We'll be going to Ohio to eulogize my daughter's brother. Okay. I think this is Pastor Marilyn. From North Carolina.
I'm just trying to get, I'm getting the number again. It's 216-799-0090.
Yes.
Okay.
And access code is 680-1309.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else? Anybody else have any comments?
Pastor, I'd just like to read 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21 from King James. It says, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen, amen. That's our spiritual walk. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Anyone else have any comments? Have a scripture you want to share? Anything you want to say to edify the body of Christ?
Brother Beasley, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister Taylor and Acker, you know, Sister Dale just read most of what I wanted to do. I want to do chapter 6 of Romans, but they can read that on their spare time. But that may take up your time there. That's verse 14 of 12 down to 23, which is coincide with what she just read.
Oh, go ahead. It's okay. Read it.
Okay. This is Romans, where we were, chapter 6, verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you
right.
should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither
right.
hear you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin,
but
yield yourselves unto God as
mm-hmm.
those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid it. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servant to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey, whether of sin or to death, or obedience unto righteousness. You there?
Yeah.
Amen.
But God be thanked that you were the servant of sin, servants. That's right. But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmities, what Paul said, infirmities of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servant, to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now, yield your members, servant, to righteousness unto holiness.
Yes.
For when
yes.
you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit have you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have
free.
Your fruit unto holiness
free.
And the end of everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing and his doing of his word. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. You all have a blessed day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. That ties
praise.
Right in with everything we're talking about. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen,
Amen.
Brother, you're free from the things of the world. Now, if you want to continue locking yourself to it, that's on you. But you can take your instruments and put them toward God. Take God's righteousness. Stop trying to live by man's righteousness and take God's righteousness. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's Christ, brothers and sisters. You free from the sin of law and death, or the law of death and sin. You free from that. You can serve Christ now in a spirit with your spiritual mind self. That's what you can do.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist, I think Rose Taylor. I'm trying to get it right, so excuse me if I don't get it right. But Foster Taylor, she's from Akron, Ohio. I'm about to find out from one of y'all what the weather going to be like up there, if I know I need to bring my heavy coat or not coming that way. But anyway, thank you so much. That's a blessing. That's
the word
right now.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And listen, brothers and sisters, maybe we'll pick this up because I want you to know when you're in Christ, not in denomination, when you're in Christ, you're into one church.
Mm-hmm.
One church. Because ain't but one church.
Yes.
One faith. One baptism. I know it's a lot of churches. But there's one church, and I got to be in the right one. That's important to me. As far as I'm concerned, when you're in Christ, where the Methodist say, oh, you got to be a Methodist. Baptist say, oh, no, you got to be a Methodist. All these folks saying what you got to be. No, I'm going to tell you what you got to be. You got to be in Christ. That's the church. He's the head. If you're in Christ, you're in good shape. And you can't have two gods. You're going to serve one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. I was telling people the other day about repositioning yourself. You saved. All you got to do is reposition yourself and say, you know what? It's all about Christ now. It ain't about trying to appease anybody. I don't have to be on no deacon board. I don't have to be on no trustee board. I don't have to be in the choir. Man, I have to be in Christ. That's what I got to do. I got to keep staying in Christ. Whatever that means, that's what I'm doing. See? You got to give up this life because that may make you happy, but you got to give up this life to enjoy the life that's Christ. And not only that, you have another body.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan don't want you to have that because he can't have one. He's jealous.
Uh-huh. Say
so
that.
Your fight
say
ain't
that.
With flesh and blood. You know, you ain't not fighting me or whatever. Your fight is with principalities and spiritual wickedness and high places. That's where your fight is. You got to get and start fighting the right thing and the right source. That's where your fight is. Your fight ain't with somebody told me the other day, tell me, oh, well, Pastor, you seem like you want to argue. I don't want to argue with nobody. That ain't even in my system anymore. I'm going to tell people what the Word of God say, and I pray they receive it, and if not, get some understanding. And in all you'll get, you get the Word, but get the understanding of it. Don't just have no scripture and not have understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointless.
Amen.
It's pointless. If Christ tells you he's the church, and then you're going to go and join the church, and he ain't told you to do that. See?
Yes, thanks.
Thank you, Paul. You got to do one or the other. Well, I don't feel. It's nowhere in the Bible tell you to live by what you feel. I'm going to say this one thing, and I'm going to be gone. The man was getting healed, right? Jesus didn't ask him how you feel. He asked him, could you believe it? See, it was a decision he had to make, not a feeling. Yeah, I want to be made whole. What you think? He said, what can you believe? That's what I want. Can you believe? Because if you can believe, it's going to be an unto you. The woman with your issue of blood, she said, oh, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Listen, brothers and sisters, Jesus, he felt the virtue go out of him. She recognized Jesus was the healer.
Amen.
So when we recognize that Jesus Christ is truly our Savior, not the preacher that laid hands on us, not the ministry that we're part of. Real Savior is Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You
thank
worry about
you,
what
Jesus.
Your first lady going to say. I could fucking less care what your first lady going to say. Bible ain't told you to have no first lady. That's a more religious mess.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Pastor, you know. Yeah, see, I keep telling y'all, man, there is good and evil on that tree of knowledge. Both of them on there. And you trying to get the good off the tree of knowledge. Let it go, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Word of God says. Okay. Don't forget, Sunday we're going to be on our sister station, and Monday and Tuesday, pray to God we'll be back on air here. But we're going to do the funeral in, I think it's Warren, Ohio. So y'all stay blessed, and we'll see y'all soon.